Hey, my name is Zinu, and you're listening to Anti-Moon Boy News. We got a great episode for you guys today. We're going to be talking all about the cryptocurrency market-wide pump. We're going to the moon, guys. We're going to be looking at price charts, calculating wicks, looking at the hourly chart. No, we're not going to do any of that shit. Come on. It's Anti-Moon Boy News. We're going to make fun of everybody for being, you know, moon boy idiots. But no, there's a lot of positivity going around right now, and actually some good news for Monero, even though, as usual, because Monero doesn't have any VCs backing it, like a certain cryptocurrency, Zcash. we're kind of trudging along, you know, we're kind of just incrementally going up, but I think we're having a great bear market nonetheless. And we'll be talking about that, the ramifications of this price pump, my thoughts on whether it's going to last, things like that. Oh, and also the GTA leak and how the leakers are requesting Monero for payment. So all that and more, you can go to xmrchat.com/Zinu. If you'd like to donate to the pod, I'd really appreciate it. And of course, you can like the video and subscribe if you enjoy the content. I'd really appreciate that. All right, before we get to our featured story, I do have two items to share with you guys. The first is I will be having the Dot Files interview this week. Got delayed. I had to delay it. I had to reschedule yesterday. We were going to do it. But I'm really excited about it. We got a lot of great questions. This guy is a pretty smart dude, so that's going to be awesome. The other thing is I will be having a new episode. I guess it's an Attack of the Poison Outputs episode. I haven't made it yet. That should be out at some point this week. Who am I kidding? It's going to be out like 3 months from now. You guys know how bad I am at delaying things. I'm really terrible. I got to stop promising to do stuff. And we will be talking about TX Extra and some things that have come to my attention recently involving ring signatures. So that's the hook. Obviously we're waiting for full chain membership proofs, but until then we got to deal with these fucking ring signatures and we got to deal with moon boy pump and dumps. And that brings me to our featured story. Yeah. I mean, everything went crazy over the past week, huh? Let's see here. Bitcoin up 23%, Ethereum 30%, Ripple 50%. What's Zcash? Zcash 61%. Oh my god. Monero 1.7. Yeah, that is pretty funny. That is pretty hilarious. The thing though, guys, is I know people are upset about this, right? Because like it's comical. We're looking at these like VC backed projects that aren't being used at all, and it's just like, don't hate the player, hate the game. The players in this case are these fucking, you know, hedge funds, these VC, Silicon Valley tech people who don't actually give a shit about any of the idealism that we're here for, that represents Monero and Bitcoin as well. And, you know, this is how it's going to be. And I want to talk about this real quick because, you know, the funny thing about Monero's pump and dumps, and I don't know if anyone's kind of noticed this, but this is actually kind of amusing to me, is that Monero actually has organic pump and dumps. Think about it. Because people need to buy as much Monero as possible, they're just like, you know, holding down the buy button and not actually like planning anything. It actually mimics, you know, this obviously rigged cryptocurrency casino that we're all used to by this point. But in this case, it's actually adoption. That's the funny part. You know, it's not, you know, getting insider trading info ahead of time, like with Zcash and this ETF announcement and pumping it in the markets. It's not like that. It's actually, holy fuck, I need to get a lot of Monero really quickly because I just committed a crime. And I'm only saying committing a crime because we've actually literally have seen those examples. But like, there's also many times where you know, like Monero specifically will just pump really hard briefly and then kind of just go back down. And I've noticed these over the years, and it's happening more and more lately where when that happens, I'm kind of just assuming someone needs to buy a lot of Monero really quickly. And yeah, maybe it is just somebody buying Monero just to invest in it. Absolutely. But which is also adoption for what it's worth. But the fact that we actually have these like insane pump and dumps, right? It's like we're not being left out anymore, at least. Right? We're not being left out. We're just not being propped up by the industry. So it actually is just like a pump and dump. And yes, I do think they're real. I know there's some conspiracies out there that they're not real. It's like, why wouldn't they happen, right? It actually makes a lot of sense. Like, if you have like, you know, $10 million worth of Bitcoin and you want to wash it real quickly, then like I would, you know, I would make use of that. You know what I mean? So I just wanted to bring that up because like I haven't really seen many people like mention that. And I was chuckling about it this week because it's like you're looking at the Zcash chart and it really is just like straight up. And it's like they have been ahead of Monero price wise for like a year now. I don't really keep track of this, but they've been like neck and neck with Monero. Now they're a lot higher, right? And it's like during this entire time, there has not been a single ClearNet market which publishes transaction data showing Zcash used more than Monero. Not a single one. If anything, every single one that publishes their data shows Monero being used a hell of a lot more than Zcash. If anything, Zcash isn't even being used. It's so fake, this like sudden adoption, right? It's just not even happening. So the adoption in this case is, you know, these elites, these tech elites who have chosen this project. They have skin in the game. They're investing in it. And I do believe it will pump further. I would not like, you know, try to fight it, you know, because it's a rigged game and this is just how it's going to be. And honestly, I think it's going to help Monero price wise anyway. So I wouldn't even really worry too much about it. The only thing is, you know, those annoying Zcash people, they're making a lot more money than a lot of people holding Monero. And that's true. You know what I mean? But you gotta just have to be at peace with that. You know, be one with the anti-moon boy. Because you're just gonna drive yourself crazy. Because we don't have that VC backing, at least yet. We don't have the Monero ETF announcement incoming anytime soon. We do have something incoming though. And this is kind of under the radar because we knew it was gonna happen, but there's been some delays, I guess. I'm talking about ThorChain, right? And ThorChain, apparently they are launching Monero on their platform tomorrow, I think. It's a big deal. They're going to be having a limited supply at first. But, you know, I've talked about ThorChain in the past. I don't trust them at all. I'm not going to recommend them. That being said, people use ThorChain. They do. And it's been used in a lot of these hacks that have happened. So you better believe that I think we're going to start to see like these Monero hack price increases happen even more frequently. Just because if you're in like Ethereum, you're going to have to go through a CoinSwap website to do these, you know, swaps. It's a pain in the ass. And say what you will about ThorChain, they have actually stood rightly and, you know, not given over information because, well, it's a decentralized platform, right? So, and yeah, I mean, it is kind of shitty because you're going to have like hackers, you know, using it who, you know, are screwing like innocent people over. But like, I'm looking at that stolen Bitcoin that was recent. It's kind of like, this would be a very decentralized way for them to move into Monero that has been used previously in these types of exploit hack things. I wouldn't be surprised if it happens. So I do think, all else equal though, Monero actually will see some positive like price movement because of this. And, you know, as these other platforms get built and as they start getting used more and more, it's going to be really a net positive for Monero and its price, because we can't stay, you know, associated with these CoinSwap websites too much longer. They're going to get taken down eventually. They already pretty much are just glowing at this point. You know, they're being monitored 24/7. They're getting emails constantly talking about, you know, different, or asking about, like, you know, information about this person. Here's a transaction. Who did it? What's their user agent? You know, what time do they use your website? Where do they swap into? What's the wallet address? How much? Blah, blah, blah. And they have all that information. So yeah, there are decentralized options out there, all with the pros and cons. We also have, you know, CoinSwap, no KYC services. That's great. And I really encourage people to use them if you can. But this is really the future of Monero, is decentralized platforms. And even though I don't like Thorchain and I don't recommend people to use it, I don't think it's going to have a positive impact on Monero's price. I would be surprised if it doesn't. And I think it's going to have a lot of movement. And we're going to see it being used more than other projects that are already on there. And it's just going to be more and more proof that Monero is actually being used, which is what we've been saying since, you know, day one. By the way, too, this is an update. I had spoken about this like a month ago, and I had contacted them to confirm this. But Kraken, they're not actually capping Monero withdrawals and deposits anymore. I don't know what the fuck happened. I'm confused by it myself, because it was not just me, too. A bunch of people reached out to their support on Twitter. They even actually tweeted a statement about it. So I don't know what's going on. That's a little funky to me. Something's not right, because I think I sent them a follow message a couple days ago. I never got a response. You can still buy Monero on several centralized exchanges. That is one thing. Like, we say Monero's getting delisted everywhere. It's partly true. It's more like there's a lot of like exchanges that like pop up, and Monero's just never even considered being listed there, even though we have the reputation and all that. Not that I'm complaining necessarily. I don't really give that much of a shit. But, you know, it would help, you know, people get Monero. And that is nice to have, you know, from that UX perspective. And it's kind of like, well, if we have less centralized exchanges, there will be less people using Monero, right? And the other thing, too, is the GTA 6 leaker, CyberLeak, wants roughly $165,000 worth of Monero, which is about 400 XMR, just to open a conversation. This isn't a ransom, the page says. The 400 XMR only buys a reply. And yeah, basically on their website page, it says that they're raising funds through community support and strategic partnerships. This isn't a ransom where publishers pay to stop the leaks. Instead, CyberLeak offers premium advertising space and exclusive content opportunities. Sending a Monero payment enables secure contact via session messenger for deal negotiations. Options include purchasing ad placements such as video watermarks, or requesting custom-made gameplay footage tailored to specific brands, including sexual content. All pricing, terms, and deliverables are discussed privately over session. The Monero transfer serves as a contact fee. I guarantee CyberLeak will respond to initiate the conversation. Now, I don't trust these guys at all. It's kind of cool, though, that they're asking for Monero. And they have a whole way of doing it where you have to, there's a button you click, and it gives you a unique 12-digit ID. That ID is mathematically tied to a brand new session account. Because Monero hides transaction amounts on the blockchain, no one else in the world can see the 12 digits you sent. Only CyberLeak can decrypt the amount, reverse the math to find your session ID and message you. So, I don't know. I don't know about whether this is legit or not. I don't even know if the leaks are real. They look real. I think I'm waiting to play GTA 6 like everyone else, so I'm excited about it. But there's a really nice parallel here. Because like everyone in the Monero community is like pumped up to see something like this. Yeah, some people want the price to pump more, right? But we see something like this and it's like, man, that's pretty sick. This is like one of the biggest video game leaks of all time. And they're asking for Monero. I mean, you know, it's a big fuck you to Zcash. Well, at the same time, Zcash is having all this inorganic just pumping. All the influencer shills coming out. Zcash, it's there. It's encrypted Bitcoin or whatever, tagline they have now. It's the same old story. And it's the parallel there is, I think, very fascinating. Because it's like, if you know, you know. And it's being used. So yeah, Zcash, they have an ETF launch confirmed for August 25th. Based on SEC filing, Grayscale Zcash Trust will be converted to the first Zcash ETF. That's pretty much... I just have a tweet here. There doesn't really seem to be any information. You know. Maybe sailors start buying. We'll create the Zcash STRC scam. This shit's so fucking stupid. Oh my gosh. So what you have here is a tech stock pumping them. That's really all it is. People are not just going to start using Zcash. Maybe I'm wrong. Maybe I'm going to end up being wrong. But you know what? We have about, a decade of data. We literally have 10 years of data. And every single clearnet market shows Monero being used and Zcash not being used. And that's clearnet. On the darknet, forget about it. Forget about it. It's not even close. Ain't even close. In fact, there's not even a contest. they're not even participating. It's just Monero and Bitcoin and some stable coins trickle on there sometimes. But these Western drug markets are all Monero. Now, I know some people are going to say, well, you can buy drugs on, Instagram or whatever. It's like, or Snapchat. What do kids use these days? I don't fucking know. Yeah, I know that. I know there are idiots out there. We're not talking about the overall underground economy. People are using Venmo more than Monero. Actually, I don't know. That's hard to measure. But if you look around the world too, a lot of these cartels are using stablecoins. It's just easier for them, And it's easier to launder, right? Because they don't have as much access to Monero. Obviously, that's changing as we have these things develop. But yeah, I mean, so yeah, you'll have different, markets around the world. And I don't monitor what's going on in, Asia. I don't know any of their names. But the bellwether, and this is the key point, the bellwether is the drug darknet markets you find on something like Dread. That's the one that's going to indicate where things are trending. And Bitcoin got displaced. Monero is now being used more there. And it's proof that it works. I might as well continue dabbing on people here. Let's talk about that BIP 110 stuff real quick. So, I mean, obviously, we've talked enough about this where, it was a grift, right? It was a grift. They're awfully quiet now because they completely failed. They're having some mining algorithm that they found through a random testnet block or some shit. And people are starting to jump ship, which I predicted for what it's worth. I knew this was going to happen. And I have a tweet here from Matthew Kreder of Bitcoin University. And he's done. He's calling quits. He says, quote, I did my 24-month tour of duty and I'm exhausted from it. There are many Bitcoiner faces and names that I never want to see or hear again, many of whom have turned out to be actual spooks. Well, that I don't actually disagree with that, but anyways, continuing, I'm done with BTC core chain. I'm never going to buy BTC again, and I'm going to slowly DCA out of my existing BTC once it's safe. There you have it. Very sad. Very sad to see him go. I think you're going to start to see this happen a lot, actually, because these guys, they had their grift, and they probably did make quite a bit from it. But once this BIP 110 fork happens, no one's going to fucking use it. And you're going to see more and more people, you know, come to the realization that it's just an altcoin. And it will actually be quite interesting because I do think that a chunk of their supporters mean well. I think they mean well. I just don't think they understand the technical arguments. And I think because they mean well, they're going to have second thoughts about Monero. And what happens, this is how the Bitcoin kind of moon boys kind of work. They're too intimidated by like actually, you know, announce or starting to tweet support for Monero or whatever, you know, social media platform they're using. So what they're going to do is they're going to make a new accounts. I think we're going to start to see more and more people kind of trickle over who are actually completely aware that Bitcoin is, you know, compromised. It took them long enough. And now I think they're starting to understand like why it's a tech stock. So that's kind of interesting. Is Matthew Crater coming here? I don't think so. I think he's too fucking stupid. But I do think some of his supporters though are going to start to have second thoughts if they actually care. The majority of them are just going to keep holding Bitcoin because they don't actually care about this stuff. It's just them virtue signaling. I think that's the majority, but I thought that was hilarious, though, to see him, you know, talk all this shit, calling people, you know, all these names and stuff for supporting an open source protocol, you know, a protocol that's permissionless. And, yeah. All right, lastly here, we got two clips I'm going to react to. We got one from Trump here I'm going to play. And this was on August 19th, so this is via CoinDesk. And it says, President Trump says his administration has ended the war on crypto. Really now? What about the Samurai Wallet guys? What about Roman Storm? Well, let's take a listen.
We terminated the so-called Operation Choke Point 2.0, which is what the name of their operation was, weaponization. And we ended the war on crypto once and for all. And it's been booming. It's been doing big. And nobody's been able to break in. China would like to break in. They're still trying, but they have been able to. I signed a historic executive order banning any attempt to create a central bank digital currency. We launched Project Crypto to modernize rules so that our financial markets can move into blockchain technology. I established the United States Strategic Bitcoin Reserve, making Bitcoin a permanent asset of the United States Treasury, which has turned out incredibly well. I also created the United States Digital Asset Stockpile to hold custody of all other digital assets, and that's exactly what it's done. It's been amazing.
And here is the bald retard from Coinbase.
So an incredible amount of progress has been made, and I think what's most important next, of course, is this September 15th vote that we have with the Clarity Act. This would make all of the progress that this administration has made durable into the future so it could survive for decades and decades to come. And, you know, make no mistake, there are folks out there who would, they want to see this legislation not happen, right? Maybe some of the big banks don't want the competition from crypto companies. Other banks are leaning in and have endorsed it, which I think is really powerful. And so if we all come together, I think we can get this bill over the finish line and hopefully get more than 60 votes come September 15th.
You know, by the way, I didn't even realize this, but the Winklevoss twins, or at least one of them you can see in frame, is standing right behind the podium as they're speaking. More proof that the Zcash is, this whole thing is just a pump and dump. This stuff is so just corrupt. So corrupt. The way it's, you have these lobbyists. And that's really what the Trump administration has done. they just got lobbied by different, you know, venture capitalists. You know, hey, support our projects. We want to, you know, bolster the economy. And Trump's like, okay, yeah, sure. And he's saying that they're going to end, they're ending the war on cryptocurrency. Meanwhile, we have developers in jail. Roman Storm still on trial. Fucking disgusting. Absolutely disgusting. It didn't end anything. They very much continue the war. The only thing they did is they loosened regulations. Which, by the way, once the Democrats get in control, they're just going to get rid of those. You know, unless they get lobbied a lot, which maybe that will happen. I don't know. But like that's all I see happening. It's just like temporarily there might be a bill that passes, which they don't even know if it's going to pass. The vote has been delayed again and again. It's going to be in September. And it's the holdup, as far as I understand it, was involving like the yield that Coinbase can get from like having accounts and stuff with tokens, and I don't know. It has nothing to do with our privacy rights, which, you know, at this point, if you're still falling for that, I don't know what to tell you. Why are you listening to the show? Why'd you stumble in here? Go away. Go. The other thing, too, is like he's still like Trump, he's still continuing that crypto grift of the strategic Bitcoin reserve. It's like, dude, you didn't pass any strategic reserve. He signed an order saying that the Bitcoin we already seized, we're just going to hold it, I guess. That's their reserve. We're not actually, as a country, buying more cryptocurrency. It's civil asset forfeiture. It's a fucking joke. So, and you know, that's the other thing too. Once the other party gets in, they're just going to sell it all, probably. How much money did Trump make from all this shit? It really just represents cryptocurrency so well. And that's the thing, too. Like, anybody up there standing with him is just a criminal, right? It's like, and really, this is why we don't trust most cryptocurrency. Because you see these guys, they're just trying to get rich. And it's exactly why Trump has made so much money while in office on crypto. He's just being told what to do, and he signs off on it. So, I don't know if this pump is going to last or not. I don't really particularly care. I'm sure you guys figure that out. All right, let's get to the sponsors of Anti-Moon Boy News. First one we got is OrangeFriend.com. OrangeFriend.com is a Monero directory which will direct you to all your Monero needs, whether you need a coin swap, whether you need help figuring something out. You have no idea what's going on. Well, Orange Friend will be your friend. And that's their tagline that I just made up. They're going to be your friend. So go over to orangefriend.com today. They are great members of the Monero community. And I'm happy to have them as a sponsor of my program. Next up, we got Monero.forum. Monero.forum is my favorite message board to talk about Monero. And that's right. I just said the word message board. Did I just show my age here? Yeah, that's right. Screw social media. We're taking back the boomer message boards, okay? We're going back. We're saying no more Twitter, okay? Oh, I mean X, whatever. Who cares, right? So if you want to get away from those insufferable Zoomers, go to Monero.forum, and you can talk all Monero topics I post there. It's a good vibe. We're all hanging out. Check it out today. And next up, we got WebWipe.io. Good old WebWipe. We know them already. They're a longtime sponsor of the program. And they want to tell you that if you have a cryptocurrency wallet, you're missing a few words on that seed phrase, you can't open it, they're going to help you break into it. Because they have these like programs, they'll run it, and they'll get right into it. All right, so they'll get you the Bitcoin that you need to get. And not only that, they also will, they're going to dig up your internet history and just get all, they're going to wipe it down. Okay? They're going to web wipe you down. All right, so go to webwipe.io and check it out today. Next up, we got unstoppable.money. Unstoppable.money is home of the Unstoppable Wallet, an open source cryptocurrency wallet, and they've been a very friendly sponsor of the program. And yeah, on there you can use their Unstoppable, the swap.unstoppable.money. If you want to use a ClearNet coin swap service, just be mindful of the information, the data you might be giving away when you do use it. But yeah, the wallet has Monero, has Bitcoin, has a bunch of DeFi crap that I don't recommend you use. But hey, the wallet, though, it's open source, and it seems like they got a good head on their shoulders. And last but not least, MyNimbox.io. Yeah, MyNimbox.io is my choice for running a server. I have my AntiMoonBoy.com website, the domain purchased on there, too, and a server with all my episodes on there. And you can go there and just look at all my content and be like, wow, Xenu is just really, he's so good. Oh, wait, this isn't about me, though. It's about MyNimbox.io, right? So MyNimbox, I highly recommend it. They're really nice guys. They've always helped me out if I had any issues. Check it out today. Pay Monero. What more do you want? Come on, what more do you want? What's wrong with you? Okay, we got one story left. Kind of a slow week. All right. We got an article here from The Rage. This is a follow-up from last week of the Chainalysis suing the federal government. It says here, the U.S. swapped drug prosecutions for missile strikes. Now Chainalysis is suing over a record contract from the task force that replaced the prosecutors. The $95 million contract is awarded by an ICE task force that replaced the federal enforcement program in favor of military strikes against alleged drug smuggling vessels, according to the man who ran it. Chainalysis Government Solutions is suing one of its biggest clients, the United States government, over $95 million Immigration and Customs Enforcement, ICE, contract awarded to Chainalysis rival TRM Labs. On June 8th, the Department of Homeland Security published a statement saying to sole source blockchain surveillance services from TRM Labs, giving competitors just 3 days to match TRM's offer. Unfair, Chainalysis now seems to say, though the majority of the case, including the original complaint, are filed under protective order for trade secret safekeeping. The contract makes up about 3/4 of all contracts ever awarded by the United States to any blockchain surveillance firm, with Chainalysis lying at a total of $35 million. And TRM Labs now significantly ahead with a total of $128 million in U.S. contract obligations. Though the much more interesting question seems to be, why is ICE, of all agencies, awarding the largest ever issued contract for blockchain services at all? According to the statement of need, the contract is needed to fulfill services for the Homeland Security Task Force, National Coordination Center, and the Cyber Disruption Center under Executive Order 14390, meant to combat cybercrime, fraud, and predatory schemes against American citizens. CDC faces persistent and evolving threats from cyber-enabled fraud, ransomware, and sextortion, which targets critical infrastructure, financial institutions, and vulnerable populations, Homeland Security says. To address these challenges, HSTF, the Homeland Security Task Force, requires a team of analysts equipped and skilled in cryptocurrency tracing, blockchain analytics, and open source intelligent tools to identify criminal activity across multiple cryptocurrency blockchains. The statement of need names combating sextortion, scams, and general cybercrime as the CDC's goals. Additionally, the NOAA states NCC also requires the ability to scale operational capacity rapidly to support surge events, special operations, engineering initiatives, and new partnership activations. Services to be rendered include a clustering of criminal syndicates, real-time scam wallet screening, and the targeting and mapping of transnational criminal organizations, threat graphs for cybercrime, the targeting and mapping of criminal networks and infrastructure operators, as well as international field engagement and monitoring. Now, what's weird, though, is ICE is home to the Homeland Security Investigations Cybercrime Center, known as C3. But it appears unrelated to the CDC the contract is meant for. And that's because in January 2025, Donald Trump issued an executive order titled Protecting the American People Against Invasion have resulted in the formation of 30 permanent task forces within the Department of Homeland Security. Damn, 30. Oh, man. The task forces are co-led by the Department of Homeland Security and the FBI, whereas Homeland Security has delegated its governing part to Homeland Security Investigations, the law enforcement arm of ICE, and the second largest investigative agency in the United States. Notably, their Cyber Disruption Center appears to have no dedicated website, nor are cyber disruption capabilities listed as a core responsibility on their page, on the HSTF's page. In effect, it appears that the CDC does not exist in public view behind procurement records at all. Officially, they cover six areas: narcotics and contraband, human trafficking and smuggling, weapons trafficking, financial crimes, transnational gangs, and intelligence fusion. Areas which usually fell under the jurisdiction of the Organized Crime Drug Enforcement Task Forces, OCDETF, a 40-year program that the DOJ discontinued to be replaced by the HSTFs in 2025. This new model eliminates the role of prosecutors in creating and coordinating task forces, and criminal enterprise investigations that include financial investigations are no longer a priority. The termination of OCDETF undermines the role of federal prosecutors as coordinators of criminal enterprise investigations and weakens law enforcement by eviscerating DOJ's ability to dismantle sophisticated transnational criminal networks. Without prosecutorial oversight, information sharing between law enforcement, the intelligence community, and the military is unclear, and the potential for mismanagement of the process is increased. A lot of information there. There's actually more, too. They talk about SOUTHCOM, which is the U.S. military's organization that's been bombing those boats in like Venezuela and stuff. Now, what I do think is going to happen is you're going to start to see more and more crackdowns on these stablecoins, which makes a lot of sense. Obviously, you shouldn't be using stablecoins for, you know, illicit means, because it's all traceable. But criminals don't really understand that yet. And I do think that we're going to see an uptick in monitoring these drug cartels. And it's just another way to, you know, figure out, follow the money, right? And figure out where people are. And you know, obviously, blow them up. At least that's what the government's been doing. I don't know. You know, it's kind of insane, but that's how Trump rolls, I guess. But anyways, it is kind of weird, though, how there's no website for this. And they're kind of just... who the fuck knows? Because, like, we don't even really know about this organization, really. What other organizations don't we know about? The rabbit hole of blockchain analytics is crazy. Now, what's funny, though, is, you know, Chainalysis getting totally cucked here with TRM Labs getting almost $100 more in contract obligations, which is kind of hilarious. I understand why they're suing them, though. I guess because the case is sealed, we don't know. But, it is pretty funny, though. All right, well, now we are going to the Super Chats, xmrchat.com/Xenu. If you have a chat you'd like to read to me on the show. And this week we have one donation from Fiat Demise, who gives 0.01 XMR. Thank you. He says, activist Ava Vlar made a post giving supporters the option of sending Monero. Great example of how Monero can help debanked dissidents. Any theories why she deleted it later? Well, thank you for that donation. Good Lord, this girl's hot. This is how Europe is going to go right wing. They're going to just have these like absolute honeys talking about being against immigration. Anyway, what were we talking about? Oh, yeah. So she talked about Monero. Yeah, I don't know how she talked about Monero in the past. Let's see here. Let's type in Monero. No, I do see her post about Monero here on July 7th. Oh, so then, so she has mentioned Monero once before. Okay, I found the tweet that where she mentions Monero. And yeah, she did, I guess, delete the original post, which I'm guessing was an address. Yeah, I have no idea why she deleted it. Absolutely zero idea. Cool, she name dropped it though. This is like a major section of adoption that isn't talked about really. And that is like political dissidents. Because like obviously we're trending in that direction where financial surveillance is getting worse and worse. And you want to have people being able to say whatever the fuck they want to say. And this Ava girl, the shield maiden of the far right. Anyways, she's doing her thing. She's asking for Monero. I think that's pretty based. I don't know anything about her views, but I'll vote for her because she's hot. but that's cool. She name dropped Monero. And I think really the one that would be a big one would be like Nick Fuentes in the United States, because he has a lot of just influence. Yeah, people just aren't using cryptocurrency. And this is really the big, the lagging factor is like needing more adoption. It's just, we've kind of reached this impasse where to get more cryptocurrency usage, we need people actually wanting to use cryptocurrency instead of just buying it as a tech stock. You know, not wanting to just get rich. We want people to like, oh man, yeah, I need to get some Monero so I can donate to, you know, these people. We want to have that be their thought process, you know? And yeah, I talked about this at Monerotopia where, you know, drug users, they don't wake up being like, yes, I get to buy Monero today. It's not like that at all. It's more like, ugh, man, I need to buy that. What's that cryptocurrency called? Monero something? Whatever. I need to get fucking high. That's what they're thinking. They don't give a shit about the community or the... Well, actually, I should back up. Some of them obviously do, but it's not a prerequisite. In a similar vein, yeah, it's going to be hard to donate to different political parties or commentators on politics. And that's on both sides, too. It's not just the right. It's also the left. And yeah, because both sides are being targeted, I do see that eventually being like a necessity use case that's just going to push more and more people to start using. And what are they going to use? They're going to use Monero, right? They're not going to use Zcash. They're going to use Monero. Simple as. We have the data. We have the data. And the other major one too is a divorce and like hiding assets and stuff. I think that you're going to really have a lot of people start realizing with as we get more and more successful chain analytics developing, you know, more investment in that, it's just going to become more and more of a necessity for people to have that, you know, Monero, that digital cash. And these two use cases haven't really seen much adoption. It's slow, and I would say it's steady, but it's not at that point we should be at. In addition to, adoption on just websites like privacy websites, MoneroShameless.com, check it out. All these different websites that say they're for privacy, we don't accept fucking Monero. It's like, what are you doing? So we got a lot of work cut out for us, right? And to get to that point where, you know, cryptocurrency is actually used on a scale, you know, 100 times more than now, it's going to take a lot of organic growth. And I'm not just talking about Monero, I'm talking about, you know, Bitcoin too, because it's hit the ceiling, and now it's like, it's just not really being used anywhere close to what we thought it would be at this point. All right, that's the show. AntiBoomBoy.com, XMRChat.com/Xenu. I'm out, guys. See you.